The New York Yankees are on fire. The Bronx Bombers have won 6 straight, including 8 of their last 10. They are coming off a weekend series in which they swept the first-place Chicago White Sox. We're going to recap that White Sox series and break down some of the key components of it, all this and more, on this brand-new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. I gotta say, it has been a lot of fun in Yankee land recently. Yankees, one of the hottest, if not the hottest team in baseball, like I said in the opener, have won 6 straight, 8 of their last 10, have one of the best records in baseball since the middle of April. They've been incredible. After that ugly 5-10 start, when everything seemed bleak, this team has figured it out, got back to 500, got over the 500 mark, and haven't looked back since. Yes, they're still in a battle for first place in the American League East. It's a very competitive division. You got Tampa, you got Boston, but what did you all expect? Nothing's going to get handed to this team. They are getting into their form, and they're starting to click on all cylinders. Their most recent success story, a weekend sweep over the American League Central leading Chicago White Sox. What a series it was for the Yankees, and that's what this show is to bring to you today. We are going to recap the series as a whole. A lot of action in this one. Got a lot to talk about. We're going to do all that, look ahead to the Yankees' upcoming series with Toronto, and break it all down for you as always. But before we do, make sure you're following us on social media, at Pinstripe Talk ND, my personal account at Nick Delahanty. You could also find us on Facebook by looking up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Our show, powered by Delahanty Media, and is available on all podcasting platforms. Go to Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, you name it, the show is there available for you. Whatever podcasting platform you're listening on, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Also, leave some rates and reviews as well. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, give us that 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know what you think about the show. And as always, we love talking Yankees baseball. We are thrilled that you are here to join in on our conversation. Now, of course, I know the plugs are, they get annoying, but we have to do them. It's part of the show. Let's jump right into the action. Game 1, Friday night in the Bronx. Very anticipated series. One of those series that, you know what, you circle on the calendar at the beginning of the year, not because it's a division rival, because obviously it's not your typical Rays or Red Sox, but you're looking at this series, and we all know how the White Sox have retooled over the last couple of years. Now, obviously, they're without some key guys. If you look at their lineup, they have a few guys on the mend, but they're still a very good team. You have Jose Abreu, you have Tim Anderson, Mercedes, who's been incredible. He's actually leading the American League in hitting. So they do have some quality pieces that they can rely on. So the way I see it, and I think the way that the Yankees should see it, is this is a potential playoff matchup because of how good they can be. And you know what? They might not look the same in August. Obviously, when these two teams match up in Chicago, they might have some of their key guys back. A Luis Robert may be back. You know, you could go down the list. But this is still a very good team and one of the best teams in the American League, if not in the entire game. And one thing they do very well is hit left-handed pitching. They rank above the majors best in mostly every single category, if you look it up. They are just good against southpaws. And the Yankees had a left-hander of their own on the mound in Jordan Montgomery to start the series. And boy, was he brilliant. 7 strong innings of work, allowed just 4 hits, struck out a career-high 11. Remember, a couple of starts ago, set a career-high for 9 strikeouts in a game. Now he topped that. Montgomery looked fantastic, was able to keep him off balance, was able to mix and match, didn't have a lot of base traffic, did not walk anybody. He was simply incredible. Unfortunately, he didn't get a decision in this one. The decision actually goes to Aroldis Chapman, who ends up pitching the 9th. But before we get there, it was a very important pitching matchup because Carlos Rondon, on the other side, pitched 6 strong innings of his own, striking out 13 Yankees batters. If you look at the history books and you look at the way that there was things on Twitter, it's like the first start in modern history where you had 2 starters strike out over 10 guys and not walk a batter over 6 or 7 strong innings of work. So it was an incredible outing for both pitchers. No offense to the bottom half of the 7th inning. Gleyber Torres, you're going to hear his name a lot in this series and a little more in this game. He homers to right field. Is Gleyber getting back on track? I sure think so. Yankees take a 1-0 lead. Jonathan Loaisiga comes on for the 8th. He allows an RBI single. White Sox tie up the game at 1. Top of the 9th. Things get interesting. Aroldis Chapman puts guys on 1st and 2nd with nobody out. Ground ball to Urshela at 3rd. He steps on the bag for 1. Throws to Odor at 2nd for 2. Throws onto Voit for the triple play. What an amazing play. Really saved the Yankees there. It was their first recorded triple play since April 17th of 2014 when they did it at the Trop against the Rays. It was also a 5-4-3 double play, and I'm sure if I told you the names right now, you wouldn't guess any of the 3. It went Yonjervis Solarte to Brian Roberts to Scott Sizemore. Yeah, if that was a trivia question, I definitely, and I mean definitely, was not getting that one right. So, you know what? We'll take it as it may. But it's a big play. Beautiful highlight. Urshela, really good footwork around the bag. And it helped save the Yankees and keep the score tied up at 1. Then we go to the bottom half of the 9th inning. Yankees looking for heroics. They get it from who else? Gleyber Torres. RBI single to left field. Score is Judge. Ball game over. Yankees win in walk-off fashion. This one, 2-1. Not much offense in this game. 13 combined hits, 5 of which came from the White Sox. The key contributors for the Yankees, obviously, you had Torres with the 2 hits and the 2 RBIs. You also got 2 hits from Aaron Judge and Miguel Andujar. So defense has been really good. Yankees have been able to, you know, limit the base traffic, and the pitching's been good. And you see the defense starting to pick up as well. So a very big win in game 1 of this series. Yankees end up taking it as they head into game 2 with their ace, Gerrit Cole, on the bump. Now, I know that my expectations for Gerrit Cole are way too high. And you know what? It's the fact of when you have a guy with that kind of talent, you just expect him to dominate every single time out. And it's not fair to him. And obviously, you know, I know that it's not realistic to think, but if he's not fully on, you could tell. His last start, you could tell he was grinding in Texas. He really couldn't figure it out, work through it, but however, it just wasn't his day. In this start, Cole goes 7 innings and doesn't allow a run, strikes out 7, and he didn't have his best stuff. How could you tell? There's a simple thing called command and control. Cole struggled a little bit with that. However, he was able to work around it, and good things happened. We're going to get back to Cole in a minute. Yankees were facing Dylan Cease. Guy looked really good through the first couple of innings. Yankees finally got his number in the bottom half of the 4th inning. Gleyber Torres, who else, hits an RBI double scoring 2, and then a Rudnick Odor double extended the lead to 3-0. In the bottom of the 5th, Gleyber Torres RBI single, which scored another 2, chased Dylan Cease out of the game. Yankees hold a 5-0 lead. Bottom of the 6th, Mike Ford hit an absolute moonshot to right center field, 447 feet to be exact, and then an RBI double from Andujar in the bottom of the 7th gave the Yankees a 7-0 lead that they would not relish. Let's go back to Cole a minute. Cole was able to get the job done. Yankees turned 4 double plays. Could have been 5, should have been 5. Nonetheless, Cole got the job done, was impressive. You know, he didn't have his best stuff, but he's able to grind through, and I think that's the thing that amazes me the most. Watching Cole work and kind of just go through the progression of the game without having his best stuff is really good to see. Shows how smart of a pitcher he is. Shows how good of a pitcher he is. You know, picks up his 6th win of the year. And he gave the Yankees everything they needed and more. They end up going to the bullpen. Justin Wilson for an inning. Sessa for another inning. Both guys pitch scoreless frames. Yankees trying to get Wilson back on track. It was a good sign to see him do what he did. and your ball game over. Yankees go on to win this one, like I said, 7-0. Gleyber Torres, again, had 3 hits, 4 RBIs. Gleyber has been incredible as of late. Ever since he came off the COVID list, has been outstanding. You know, he's not trying to search for just fastballs. He knows that pitchers are going to attack him with all speed, and he's taking it the other way, taking what the pitcher is giving him, and that's a big thing. And you can tell he's locked in. We're going to talk about Gleyber more toward the end of the show. We have a couple more stats we want to give you on him. And again, for the second straight day, the Yankees get a really good start out of Cole. You know, what more can you say? The guy's a beast. Offensively, Yankees obviously had the 3 hits from Torres. Got another 2-hit game from Aaron Judge. Brett Gardner in the 2-hole had a 2-hit game as well. Yankees muster up 11 hits throughout the ballgame, and it was more than enough to secure a series victory heading into Sunday's matinee game, where they ultimately were looking for a sweep. Now, when you're looking at Game 3, it must have been the weekend of walk-offs for the Yankees. Friday's game ended with the Gleyber Torres RBI single, and then the Yankees needed more heroics in Game 3. We're able to get the job done. But let's start right from the beginning. Yankees get an early lead. Once again, Gleyber Torres, RBI single, scores 2. The guy's been incredible, like we said. 2-0 Yankees right away. Bottom of the 5th, Yankees tack on another run on an Urshela double play ball, and it's now 3-0. Here's where it gets a little sticky. 6th inning against Wandy Peralta. Jose Abreu hits a home run, 2-run shot at that, makes it 3-2 Yankees. Yankees add a run in the 6th on a fielder's choice from Gardner, and they're now up 4-2, and you're feeling a little more confident as they kind of seem to be pulling away. However, the White Sox score another run, this time in the top of the 7th. Yasmani Grandal homers off of Chad Green, and then with a 1-run lead in the 9th, Aroldis Chapman, who has been flat-out dominant all year, lets up a home run to Andrew Vaughn to tie the game up. Now, Yankees come up in the top half of the 9th inning, and here's where it gets interesting. You know, we love walk-offs, but they are a little stressful, to be quite honest with you. Clint Frazier starts the inning off with a single to center field. Frazier ends up stealing second base on a Gardner strikeout. Frazier had 2 stolen bases in the game. We'll give you more on that in just a little bit as well. Then, with the runner on second base, Tony La Russa decides, you know what? We're going to intentionally walk DJ LeMahieu because now Tyler Wade is in the on-deck circle. Wade does what he does best, used his speed to his advantage. He hits a ground ball to first base, beats it out for an infield single. That loaded the bases up. La Russa goes to the bullpen. He brings on Liam Hendricks. Remember what Judge did to Hendricks in the playoffs a couple of years back? Hendricks wanted no part of Judge. Judge, who never had a walk-off hit in his career, still doesn't have a walk-off hit, but he does have a walk-off walk under his belt. A nice little 5-pitch at bat. Ball game over. Yankees win. Yankees secure the sweep, and this one goes down as a 5-4 score. Let's look at the pitching. Jameson Taillon has not been sharp, has not been great, but in this one, he was good enough. Went 5 innings of work, did not allow a run, continues the Yankee starting pitching streak of not allowing any runs. And you know what? In this one, the bullpen kind of failed the Yankees. Peralta struggled, allowed the 2 runs. Green let up a homer. Chapman let up a homer. You know, it happens. We like to think those guys are invincible, but in reality, they're not. Yankees were able to get Dallas Keuchel out of the game early. He went just 4 innings, threw 100 pitches over that 4 innings of work. Then you saw a mix of 5 different guys come in for the White Sox on the bullpen side of things. And we mentioned it earlier. You know, the Yankees are doing just enough to win the game and whatnot, but this one was a little bit ugly. 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position, left 9 guys on base. Just not your typical day you'd look for, but however, got the job done. Gleyber Torres, 3 hits again. He raised his season average to .282. The guy's just been flat out incredible. And Clint Frazier, is Clint starting to figure it out? We saw Clint have to sit out a couple of days due to neck stuff, as they like to call it. He had 3 hits in the 8-hole. You know, you guys know that that's what I want to see. I want to see Clint get on a hot streak here and really start to get on track, because this Yankees team could definitely use it. But regardless, that's really your recap of those games. Yankees are sweeping the series. And it's a big momentum boost for a team that didn't start the year off hot. They're starting to figure it out, and they're beating their quality opponents and handling them very well throughout the process. All right, so now it's time to give you guys a little bit of stats and numbers from the week. I'm going to give you a little bit of a kudos to where the numbers are coming from so you guys can follow them as well. KT Sharp on Twitter, one of the best follows you could have. Gleyber Torres, it was the first time he had back-to-back games with two or more RBIs since June 19th to 21st, 2019. Like I said, Gleyber's been really good. Let's look at the pitching for a second. Yankees had four straight starts of seven-plus innings and no runs. Remember, going back to Kluber, Domingo Germán, Montgomery, and Gerrit Cole. The first time this has happened in Yankees history since May 11th to 16, 1932. The four pitchers in that game, Johnny Allen, George Pipgras, Red Ruffing, and Lefty Gomez. That's pretty incredible if you ask me. Almost 100 years it took for the Yankees to do that again. Thanks to James Smith for that, at JamesSmith621. Sticking to the pitching, Gerrit Cole is the first Yankees pitcher with a sub-2 ERA and a sub-900 whip through his first 10 starts of the season since Ali Reynolds accomplished the feat in 1952. Yankees pitching has been bravo, magnificent, fantastic. For something that we all thought was going to be a weak spot, they've really been proving us wrong as of late. The Yankees already have 8 team shutouts. That's the most in the bigs. And the Yankees now have not allowed, their starting pitchers I should say, have not allowed a run in their last 30 innings of work. It's pretty damn good if you ask me. And again, back to the 8 shutouts. 8th shutout in 46 games. This is only the 4th time in Yankees history that this has happened. You got to go back to 1910, 1955, and 1958 as the other times that it occurred. And if you're looking at this team over the last 10 series, not a lot of losing. Other than tying a series with Baltimore and Atlanta, the Yankees have won the other 8 series outright. Let's look at Gleyber Torres a little bit, shall we? Drove in run number 200 and 201 of his career, and he joined an exclusive company. There's only 5 other shortstops that have had at least 2 hits and 2 RBIs in 3 straight games. Gleyber was one of them. You join the list with, say, a guy named, I don't know, Derek Jeter, Gil McDougald, Tony Lazzari, just to name a few. Pretty good list if you ask me. Gleyber's been unstoppable at the plate. It's been a beautiful, beautiful thing to watch him at the plate. And hopefully, for the Yankees, this keeps up. And the Yankees now have 4 walk-off wins on the season. The only team with more is the A's with 5. So, I guess this team really likes to walk it off in the Bronx. And before Aaron Judge, the last Yankee with a walk-off walk versus the White Sox was the great Paul O'Neill back in 1999. That was September 22nd. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. And we've been talking about how great they've been. Yankees 17-5 in their last 22 games. A lot better than the start that this team got off to earlier in the year. And another pitching stat. I love to jump back and forth, keep you on your toes. Yankee starters have tossed 5 or more scoreless innings in 5 consecutive starts for the first time in franchise history. Let's look at it for a minute. Pretty good considering how many, you know, good pitchers have been in this rotation and in the franchise, and this is the first time they ever accomplished a feat. And for his no-hitter earlier in the week, Corey Kluber was named the American League Co-Player of the Week. Good for Kluber. Can't wait to see him take the mound again. The guy's been on fire. One more stat for you. I know you just love all these. Clint Frazier became the first Yankees right fielder with at least 3 hits and 2 steals in a game since Bobby Abreu accomplished the feat on June 27th, 2008 against the crosstown rival New York Mets. So, got to give credit to Frazier. Had a good game coming back from the injury. Hopefully, it's a sign of good things to come. See, the beautiful thing about shows where, you know, the Yankees are winning, you don't have to bash anybody, but you can point out all the good stats and all the fun things you can find on social media, and there's so many good followers. If you go on our Twitter account, you can see a lot of them. We do retweet a lot of this stuff for you guys to see, so make sure you go and check that out. Again, at Pinstripe Talk ND, if you're wondering. The Yankees have a big series coming up. A three-game set in the Bronx against the Toronto Blue Jays. They need to win some more games, keep them closer to the top of the division, push Toronto down toward the bottom half of the division. Game one, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock from the Bronx. Corey Kluber, what will he do in his first start after the no-hitter? He'll be opposed by former Met Steven Matz. Game two, on Wednesday, looks like the Yankees are going to draw top pitching prospect Alex Manoa. He'll face off against Domingo Herman. And game three will be Robbie Ray taking on Jordan Montgomery. No Ryu in this one, no Cole in this one, but regardless, the Yankees kind of dodge a bullet there with Ryu. They do have some trouble with him. And Cole will be ready to start the Yankee series in Detroit that starts on Friday night. And you know, I can't keep saying this enough. It's a lot of fun talking about Yankees baseball when they're playing the way they are. You know, this team is clicking on all cylinders, and hopefully it continues for the long haul. But as that goes on and more information comes along, make sure you continue to follow our show for all the latest news and updates regarding your favorite team, the New York Yankees. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, at Pinstripe Talk ND and at Nick Delahanty on Twitter. And we're also on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. As a partner of Delahanty Media, you can check us out on Instagram going by searching up Delahanty Media. And as always, our show is available on all podcasting platforms. Whatever platform you choose, make sure you hit that subscribe button, rate and review, leave comments. All your feedback is greatly appreciated. And check out DelahantyMedia.com to check out all the shows we have going on with our brand. We'll be back at the end of the week to recap the Yankee series with the Blue Jays, look ahead to the Tiger series, and we'll give you all the latest news and updates regarding the Bronx Bombers. Until next time, I'm your host, Nick Delahanty, and this has been another episode of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. As always, let's go Yankees. We'll talk to you really soon.